For many, the holiday season is a time for gathering with family and friends. But for others, including some of those living in long-term care facilities, it can be a lonely time of year. The Adopt a Senior program, run by the Rotary Club of Timmins Porcupine and Plan a Timmins, aims to spread a bit of Christmas cheer to local seniors. Helping the seniors is definitely something that so many people in our community think is a really great thing to do. I think sometimes we think Christmas is for kids, and obviously it is for sure, but the kids already get a lot, says June Woodburn, Rotary Club secretary. She has been a member of the club for about 20 years and is one of the main organizers of the Adopt a Senior program, along with Michelle Lambert of Plan A. People who have parents that are not in a long-term care home, those parents tend to become more part of the immediate family. But the family that's in the long-term care home sometimes gets a little more isolated. And it's really disheartening to hear that even though a lot of these people have sons and daughters in the community, they don't come all that often to visit them, Woodburn says. Originally, the Rotary Club was looking to do the program on its own, then Woodburn found out that Plan A was already doing it. A partnership was born and it's worked out really well. The long-term care homes were certainly receptive to an organization like Rotary or Plan A reaching out and helping them because even family members of those people were restricted from visiting, she says. The first year we had to endure some of the COVID restrictions, but we still were able to get it done. For the program, people signing on to buy gifts are assigned a name and Christmas gift wish list for their Secret Santa recipient. Anyone can volunteer to participate as many times as they want and can afford to. With more than 500 residents in the city's 6 long-term care homes, the program is in need of a lot of volunteers. Woodburn says that while the Rotary Club will pitch in if needed, she is hoping for at least 500 Secret Santas. In previous years, the volunteers have been individuals, families, community groups, or even classes of students in local schools. Many of those who have volunteered in the program before have continued to participate year after year. Seniors are asked to make their wish lists as detailed as possible by including information such as sizes and color preferences for clothing, or any allergies to watch out for. I like the specificity of things so that you're not buying stuff that's not going to be liked or get used, Woodburn says. Some popular items include hats, mitts, loungewear, holiday decor, photo frames, baked goods, and chocolates. Personal care products are also a common request, which is why last year, the Rotary Club put together some of their own gift bags containing toothbrushes and toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, hand cream, and other essential items that aren't usually provided in long-term care homes. This year, local business Lemongrass is collecting personal care products and other small gifts for the program. Donations can be dropped off at the store until November 18. Michelle and I both have been very happy about the reception from the community and the desire to keep doing it year after year. And when we reach out to the long-term care homes, they're ecstatic that we want to be doing this again. They recognize how much work it is too, but it's definitely worthwhile, Woodburn says. The Adopt a Senior program is still in need of Secret Santas. To get involved, email Woodburn at rotary.santas@gmail.com or Lambert at Michelle@jointheateam.com.